Man, I really regret wearing this heavy jacket. It's warm as hell out here. And yet, people still say global warming doesn't exist. Hey, wait a moment. Is that one of my clients? Oh, it's him! But they look so sad. Should I try and talk to them? Ah, fuck it. Why not? It shouldn't even matter that I'm outside of work hours anyway. Hey there! How are you doing? Yeah, it's me. I actually live in this town. Surprising, right? You're probably wondering why I'm here. Well, I come to this place on occasion for dinner if I don't feel like cooking something for myself at home. Yeah, I live only 5 blocks away from this place. Anyways, I digress. I saw that you looked upset and also a little angry over something, so I wanted to come check on you. I know your next appointment is in a few days, but who cares? I'm not here right now to be a therapist or anything of that sort. You took the words right out of my mouth. I want to be here for you as a friend. I get that you're my client and all, but I'd say we're friendly enough to act this way too, right? I'm glad you agree. Now, what's been on your mind? College work? Are you talking about that one project you discussed last time? They beat you up? What the hell? Well, I guess that explains that huge bruise on your face. Why did they beat you up? You told the teacher that they weren't doing the work? That really sucks. However, those people sound like assholes anyway. They deserved it. On a brighter note, I'm happy that you followed through and took my advice. Good boy. Wait, did I just call you a good boy? Oops. Just a slip of the tongue. My fault. Anyways, I know they beat you up and all that, but what happened beforehand? Like, did you say anything that might have provoked it? No? Oh, that's really great. It shows that your ability to hold back has gotten better, too. However, did you fight back against them? No? Oh, it was broken up after the first swing. Gotcha. That bruise looks really bad, though. Does it still hurt? Yeah? Okay, here. Get up. Follow me. I'm going to take you to my house. You'll be a lot warmer there. Don't try lying to me. I'm your therapist. I can see right through lies as if they're made of glass. I know you're cold. That's better. Now, let's get you up. And here we are. How is it? Warmer than outside? Well, obviously. But how do you think it looks? Aw, thanks. I actually spent a lot of time getting this place decorated for Christmas. I'll have you know I'm very passionate when it comes to decorating for all holidays. Oh? Yeah, that's me and my brother in that frame. What, do we look similar? Yeah, I've gotten that a lot. But what can I say? It is true. Anyways, I'm going to go get changed. I'll also get a towel with some warm water for that bruise. Make yourself comfortable while you wait, okay? Okay, I'm back. And I see you've made yourself comfortable, as I said. You took my instructions so well, you know? Anyways, scoot over a bit. I'll sit down next to you and then you can rest your head on my lap. There you go. Now hold still while I treat it. I know it hurts. I understand completely. It'll be over soon. There we go. How do you feel now? Why the long face? What's wrong now? You don't deserve my comfort. What do you mean? Hey, What have I said about saying negative things like that? It's not true, and you know it. Yeah, I know it's been hard, but like... Let me just... How does my chest feel? Warm? That's great. But listen, there's something I want to tell you, so listen more closely than ever before, okay? I love you. I love you so much. And I really care about you. More than, like, a therapist ever should. It breaks my heart to see you get inconvenienced by so many people. I do agree that the way you get treated is totally unfair. You deserve way more, and well, I'd be more than willing to give that to you. You love me too? Oh, you know, I kind of figured that since our first meeting. How you were always so intent on making me happy, how obedient you took my instructions. You're such a good boy. Yeah, I know I said good boy. I mean it, silly. And for being a good boy, I'll give you a kiss. Starting to feel any better? You are? Oh, that's great to hear. I want to make you feel even more better, though. I think you need a release. What do I mean? Well, all those girls rejecting you and kicking you to the curb, I'm sure that's built up a lot of emotions, including sexual tension. And, well, I want to help you relieve some of that stress. What do you say? You said sure, yet your face doesn't seem like it. What's up? Oh, come on, you can tell me. You trust me, right? Ah, I see. You're insecure about your size? Well, I can assure you that size doesn't matter to me. Only if my little boy is getting the pleasure he deserves. Besides, I can already tell you're hard. I mean, look at your pants. Hey, don't try to hide it now. Come now, let's get these clothes off. Like what you see, huh? Do my tits spark interest in you? They do? I'm happy to hear that. And I can assure you have nothing to worry about. Your body, especially your cock, looks perfect to me. So, what would you like to do first? Not sure, huh? Wait, forgive me for asking, but is this your first time? Hey, no, that's nothing to be embarrassed about. In fact, I'd even say that's better for you. I get to make your first time the best one anyone could ever have. If you don't have anything planned, I can just tell you what to do. I'm sure you'd love that, right? That's what I thought. You love pleasing your mistress. Well, let's put you to the test. See if you can truly please me. Okay, first off, lay down on your back. Close your eyes too, okay? Good boy. Hey, relax. Calm down for mistress, okay? You'll upset me if you try to rebel. Good boy. Now, stick out your tongue and start to feel around me. Come on, what are you waiting for? Stick it out! There we go. Don't feel afraid to explore with that nice tongue of yours. You're actually not too bad at this. That makes me happy. Is this really your first time? Just making sure is all. Wait. That feels so nice. You sticking your tongue in me like that. Your tongue is so long. I love it. How do I taste, though? Is it good for you? It is? I'm happy to hear that. It might not be too hard to please me after all. You know where the clit is, right? Start rubbing it with your hand and stroke your cock with the other. Yeah, like that. Perfect. Holy shit, that feels so good. Your tongue inside me and you rubbing my clit. I need more. Keep doing that. Oh my god. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Holy fucking shit. That was amazing. You picked that up so well. Oh shit, I'm so sorry. I guess it's my fault for not telling you that that would happen. I'll allow you to wipe it off, but before you do, give it a little taste. It's so precious seeing you tasting my cum like that. So, how was it? What did it taste like? Like me? Aw, you're so sweet. Anyways, how do you want to go about doing this? I'm almost positive you want to come inside me, right? I thought so. I'll give you two options, both of which are my favorite. Cowgirl or doggy style? Doggy style, eh? You know, I had a feeling you'd pick that one. It does give a better view, after all. You seem to pick up on your mistress's tastes quite well. Now, insert your cock into me slowly. I want to feel every last part enter inside of me. Oh. Okay, just hold still for a moment. Don't worry, your mistress will let you move soon. I just want to enjoy this feeling for a bit. Okay, start moving slowly at first. I'll let you know when to speed up. Yeah, just like that. You're doing such a good job for me, you know. I've wanted this for so long. It's been years since the last time I've ever done this with anyone. Who knew I missed it so badly? You've wanted it badly too, I assume. So I guess that makes two of us. Okay. I'm leaving the rest to you. Fuck me at whatever pace you'd like. I'll leave it up to you when you want to come. Oh, holy shit. That's perfect. Grab my tits while you're at it, would you? Oh my god. You're doing so fucking well. This is why I love you so much. You always do what I say with no hesitation. You're such a good boy for me. I love you so much. Oh, don't stop now. Not when we're both really close. Yeah, at that rate, I was going to come again. But I did say I'll let you come on your own time, so I guess that's my fault. You want to swap to cowgirl now? I suppose I can do that for you. All right, just a fair warning. I really fucking need it. So things are going to be intense from here on out. Just hold out for your mistress, okay? God, your cock goes so much deeper like this. I'm so happy you gave the idea to switch. Your cock is perfect. I love it and you so much. Oh God, I'm already starting to get close again. Fuck. Are you getting close? Please tell me you are. You are? That's really good. You'll come with me, right? Good boy. Fuck. I can't hold on much longer. 3, 2, 1. Come. Come now. Fill up my needy pussy. Underestimated how much I needed that. But that doesn't matter. How is my good boy feeling? More confident now, eh? I'm really happy to hear that. You stay there, okay? I'll go get that towel from earlier to clean you off with. All right, I'm back. Go lay back down on the couch, and I'll spoon you while I clean you up. You did exceptionally well today. My good old teddy bear. You took my expectations and you absolutely crushed them. And so, I'd say you passed my little test. I really hate ruining the mood like this, but it's necessary to say. Since we're lovers now, you're going to have to cancel your appointments with me from here on out. Yeah, I know. Frankly, I find the rule to be really fucking stupid. It shouldn't matter whether or not we're infatuated. But there's nothing I can do about it, sadly. Say, are you doing anything tomorrow? It's a lot later than I thought. No? Well, do you want to spend the night at my place? You will? That makes me happy. Oh, it seems you're already getting sleepy. I can tell by your eyelids. You can fall asleep on my chest. Don't worry. I'll likely join you after I'm done here. Good night, my love.